Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you working on your personal growth journey through your self-esteem and confidence? Well, today I'm going to cover 5 personal growth tips that will help your self-belief as well. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I am obsessed with personal growth. I don't know why I wouldn't be. I mean, getting to grow every day, it's an amazing, amazing feeling. And even when I wasn't in the whole personal growth world, I was always interested in improving myself. Improving myself consistently, it was so fun to develop and learn skills and better myself. Now, I had a background of not liking myself, of thinking I wasn't enough. Now, that's completely different to where I am now. And I think I'm always worthy. I enjoy who I am. And I feel incredible most of the time about who I am. But I still love personal growth. I love growing, and I'll continue to grow for the rest of my life. Now, I go to Tony Robbins seminars, I read a book a week, and I love learning things and, most importantly, implementing them. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only potential power. It's only when you use your knowledge it makes a difference. So, I'm going to give you 5 tips on what I've learned from my personal growth journey. And what's this got to do with your self-belief? Well, the more you grow yourself, the more you believe in who you are. You're giving yourself that sense of trust and respect by growing yourself constantly. But here are my 5 tips. The first tip is be very clear on what you want, not what you don't want. As you grow and continue to develop through your life, there's lots of distractions and bad things that can come into our life. Now, there's beautiful things in life, and we should be grateful for all the beauty and the wonderful things that are happening in life. However, if we get too focused on the things that we don't want and we start saying, I don't want this, I don't want that, then we can always default back to negative ways and negative behaviors. So therefore, it's really important as a result of this to really focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. If you go in one direction, you can't go in the other. So thinking, I don't want this, I don't want that. Where your focus goes, energy flows. Okay? So if you're constantly worrying about something, that's where your energy is going to go. And that's really, really important. When someone says, I don't want to feel all these things anymore, I ask them, okay, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? What do you want to achieve? So that's what I've certainly learned from my personal growth journey, to focus on what you want rather than the fears and things you don't want. The second point is surround yourself with the right people. Surrounding yourself with the right people is key. Not only to learn and grow, but to get those positive vibes and that feel-good feeling. Having supportive, encouraging, wonderful, enthusiastic people. I don't know if I said enthusiastic twice there. But having the right people around you is only going to encourage you to take good behaviors. So therefore, focus on surrounding yourself with the right people rather than the wrong people. It is critical. The quality of your life is in proportion to your peer group. So if you are surrounding yourself with constantly negative people, you are likely to become one of them as well. But if you're with uplifting people all the time or most of the time, you're probably going to feel great as well. My third point that I've really learned is be careful the information you're taking in. There's lots and lots that we're in a world that's drowning us of information. But making sure you get the right information that's going to help you develop to go to where you really want. But also information that's going to make you feel good. Bombarding yourself with the news and negative sources is only going to make you feel bad. So make sure you take on board uplifting and great information as much as possible. The fourth point is have an accountability partner. having someone there to check in on you, and it goes back to kind of surrounding yourself with the right people, but having an individual who can really push you and give you the encouragement you need is going to be a real benefit to you. Because if you do not follow through, you're going to lose trust in yourself. And we often break our own promises to ourselves. But if we've got an accountability partner, that's going to make us even more likely to do something if we tell someone else. So there's three parts. And then my final point is, this is what I've learned. As I kind of touched on earlier, knowledge is not power. It's only potential power. You have knowledge. This is what you take in. Now, at a cognitive level, we take in lots of information and we think we understand something. But in my view, you don't understand something until you actually do it properly. Okay? You don't fully know it. It's not part of you until you keep implementing it. And then your actions, what you do, how you actually apply the knowledge. And then there's activity or habit. So this is what you do repeatedly. Think about it. If you went to the gym once, you would not lose weight. If you consistently went to the gym and ate well, then you would. Or if you were, it depends if you're bulking or shredding, I guess, obviously. But whatever your goals are, if you do something consistently, you're going to get closer to them. Now, action is good. It's actually doing something, but you need to do something consistently. And this is activity. So those are my five tips I've learned from my personal growth journey. These are really things you can do to incorporate into your life to help your self-belief. Now, you've really, really got to change and actually apply things, or else nothing's going to change about your life. So make sure you're incorporating some of this, at least. I was guilty of myself of just learning and hearing stuff, but not actually implementing it. So make sure you're implementing something. Now, what I want you to do today is write out your physical, emotional, financial, relationship, and spiritual goals. Where would you like to be in a year's time? And this is going to help you identify where you want. Take some time, take 10 minutes to do this. Write down all the things you'd like to achieve in a year's time and put that on the paper. And that's going to help you think where you want to go rather than where you don't want to go. If you want to go even further, though, on your personal growth and help your self-belief, get yourself out of that state of self-doubt into self-belief, then I have some coaching available. So if you're interested in grabbing one of my last couple of spots for one-to-one premium confidence coaching, if you're willing to commit time into your personal growth to improve yourself and you really want to boost your confidence even more, then click in the description below where I have a link to book some time in where we can have a chat to see if you're right fit for my coaching program. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating just so we can reach more people. If you've done so already, thank you so much. I appreciate you and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.